in my opinion, only good for image compression. I go and use Uber Suggest and Moz, Ahrefs, all of that, because it'll pull that in. So okay, I'm, gotcha. I don't think Screaming Frog is a strong tool for that kind of stuff. So it happens to me too. I just ignore it because that's actually not accurate. Those other tools we've talked about will pull it in.
Hello and welcome to the Simple and Smart SEO Show,
where we provide tips and advice to improve your website's search engine ranking.
I'm Brittany Herzberg, SEO copywriter for Holistic Health and Wellness Pros, who want to show up as the answer to a Googled question.
And I'm Crystal Waddell, an e-commerce seller and content creator. I help business owners communicate the value of their products and services through content so you can make more sales and grow your business.
We are business besties who love learning and sharing what we've learned. So what are we waiting for? Let's jump in.
All right. Welcome back to the Simple and Smart SEO Show. It's funny. Now I'm like, which show are we recording?
The main one.
The big one. And we are back with
the first one.
Yeah. And we are back with our first ever, I think, repeat guest, Stephanie Long.
Ah, awesome. I'm glad to be the first repeat.
Welcome.
Thank we you. We need some applause sound effects right say. There.
We should get CJ. Him. Yeah, we need CJ's help. From back in our days when we were on Clubhouse a lot. Well, I haven't been on there in a while. I think you have been more active than me. But anyway, we love the horns and the clapping and everything. So we are back and I am excited. And I know Crystal's excited. We're going to be talking about Screaming Frog and all things images, photography, and how that affects your SEO strategy and your score and your ranking and all of that. So Stephanie, I know you've been here before, but do you want to maybe just give us like a brief recap of like who you are, how you help people, all that stuff?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Stephanie Long. I've been doing SEO for about 10 years now, and I've always had SEO clients on the side. And then about 2 years ago, I started my own SEO firm, SMM SEO Agency, and I help clients really of all sizes. What I really like, my niche is tech. That's my background in tech. So that's the bulk majority of my clients is tech. But I mean, I can help all clients, but I've always worked for tech companies. And so I speak the language, and that's why I think they come to me naturally. So
yeah, I love it.
I'm really excited to be here again.
We're super excited to have you. Yeah. Crystal, you want to kick it off? Questions?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm fine. I was just going to say welcome back, but
That too. I told you I'm excited.
You are excited. Okay. So what I want to know is just like, okay, what's the benefit of using Screaming Frog?
Okay. So I'll back up and talk about, I have an audit I did for a photography client. And then I also have a podcast client I did an audit for who she does videos and images, like that's her background, graphic design. So I'm going to give you a little story, and then I think that'll explain why Screaming Frog is really important and what it shows you about your website. So I always preach, don't do what you like, do what your clients like, right? So even though you think it's great, that's not necessarily what's good for the website or for your clients. So my podcast client, I'll start with her first. She did this beautiful video, and your homepage, right, is your real estate. She did the whole entire homepage as a video. So why would you do that? All you click is play, right? And you don't go anywhere. So her website was super slow. The mobile site was terrible because, you know, when there's a video loading, it's just awful. So her website was having a huge high bounce rate because of how slow it was, because of how big the video was, and it was terrible. So then she said, well, let's put an image I've designed in there instead. And I said, okay, fine, let's test this, right? Like, I already knew what was going to happen again. So she put a big, beautiful image. And again, there was nothing clickable on there. She just wanted to show this image she'd drawn. They were actually a haunted podcast, which is great.
Ooh.
But the image was the whole real estate and was taking forever to load, right? And so there was a bunch of bounces. Mm-hmm. So we look at the analytics, right? And we see that people are bouncing. Nobody cares about the image. So if nobody cares about the image and that's your homepage, nobody's going to care about your website. Mm-hmm. Then I put it into Screaming Frog because you can see it is so many gigabytes over what it needs to be a fast website and what it needs to be to compress so that it makes it load fast. Mm-hmm. So after we were able to, okay, your video doesn't work. Your image doesn't work because it's so big. Screaming Frog shows this. Your analytics show this. Let's fix this. So finally, after my long story is, don't take your whole real estate up with something so large and such a massive amount of storage, gigabytes, however you want to look at it, that it's going to slow your website down, especially your mobile. I think mm-hmm. that you've probably heard this on the webs, the podcast, but mobile is what it is now, right? Everyone's on the go on their mobile, and it's going to make it even worse on mobile if your images, videos are too big. So that's why I always like to do an audit with Screaming Frog. And then another audit I did was with a photography client, and her whole, because all it's all photography, right? Like there's nothing else, which is fine, but her images were way, way too big. So what Screaming Frog does is it scans your whole website, it scans all the images, and then it tells you what you need to compress it to because it's causing your website to slow because it's at this file size. So then I can extract this Excel doc, and all I have to do is send the Excel doc to, so I don't do backend stuff at all, just to be clear. So I send the Excel doc to their web developer so they can go in and fix all of the images. Mm-hmm. So that'll move the website faster. So you can still have a photography website, but you Screaming Frog is amazing because it actually gives you the exact size you need for all your images.
That's what I'm
and export to an Excel. It's so seamless. And then there you go. You've got it.
That's like what I'm
that simple.
That's like crazy.
That simple. It does other things, right? It gives you where you're missing page titles and meta descriptions. But I think what it's really, I don't use that. I use Moz and Uber Suggest mm-hmm. for my like quote unquote SEO. But Screaming Frog is what I always use for images on websites. So I run my audits also through Screaming Frog. So you can see if any images are affecting your load speed, especially when you go to Google's page speed loader mm-hmm. and you see how slow your site is. So it's probably an image issue too. So I always run it through Screaming Frog.
Perfect. Okay. So I have a few questions to follow up that. And I know B does too. So we'll take some turns here. but my first question is, are there some image size parameters? Like you mentioned something being like a gigabyte or something, and that was too big. Is there something to tell you like what size images should be? Like if you're not using a Screaming Frog or any sort of other product to help you, are there some guidelines there for image sizes?
So Screaming Frog's free, by the way, just, you mm-hmm. can do the free trial, and that's all I do, honestly. And it gives me that. I'm sure you could Google it, but I don't want to like speak that I know what the image sizes are, because I just use Screaming Frog for it. So I think the free trial is fine. But also if you do that page speed loader on Google, it won't go as in detail for all your images, but it'll give you a general idea of your images need to be fixed. And you can always send that to your developer. And again, that's a free tool too. But really Screaming Frog, that part is free. So I just recommend using that for the images.
Okay. So with Screaming Frog, I felt like the installation, I don't know where I messed up with that, but I feel like the installation did not go well. Can you help us troubleshoot that?
Teach us tech, Stephanie.
Yeah, sure. I mean, so you just Google Screaming Frog, right? And then you can download it. As I'm remembering, you can just download it as like an app, right? So I have a Mac, so I just download it as my app. And then you open it and you run it through, like you do all the approvals. Yes, I agree. And then it loads. And from there, I haven't had a problem. So maybe you can tell me where the issue was.
Well, I know with me, I hit the limit almost immediately. And okay. So I couldn't, I didn't have any room where I could use it for clients.
Oh, okay. So, well, what? Okay, here's a tip. I clear it. I don't know if you clear it.
Oh.
So I clear it. As soon as I'm done, I delete everything.
Okay.
I delete everything. So try that. Okay. Because I've never had a problem as soon as I delete everything. So super I literally smart. Export it. You've got it. Export everything. Maybe you need the meta descriptions, whatever. Export everything. And then I delete.
Perfect.
Okay. So I'm feeling very stupid right now because I don't know what happened before. And maybe it was something like this. But I didn't actually run the program, you know? So right now I'm running the program and it does say that the free version is limited to crawling 500 URLs. So I either have to purchase the license to remove the crawl limit or, I mean, how would I clear it and start at a certain point? You know, I mean, can I do that or would I just have to upgrade?
Uninstall it and then reinstall it.
Okay.
That's how
But how do I run the URLs that haven't already been crawled though? I guess is my question.
Because like if it's only getting through a third of your website or something.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Because if I reinstall it, it's just going to do those first 500 again instead of like the next 500.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head. See, I haven't run into this, so
we can send it to you. You can troubleshoot.
We have massive sites.
I actually but the other thing, the answer to that.
Yeah, well, I think for me, I have an e-commerce site,
yeah,
and so that is mm-hmm. probably part of it because I have so many variations. You know, like you think of sure. letters and numbers and sizes. There's yeah. going to be so many different things. So that might be something interesting. But even with this crawl, I can see.
But you know what you can do is you can see if your images are all the same size, quote unquote,
right,
like
right.
similar sizes, then you can say, oh, well, then I just need to fix these images as well. Like right. when I ran a t-shirt mm-hmm. business, my t-shirts all were the same image size. So hypothetically, if I had more than 500 pages, I'd know I need to compress all my t-shirt images into this size. Mm-hmm. Right. So you can use it like as a guideline, I would guess.
Yeah, because the issue would just repeat. So you could also repeat exactly. the fix. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good point. My thought.
Awesome. Okay.
I love this.
Super cool. I'm so excited yeah. to play with this. But you know what? Another thing that's happening on my site, and you may or may not be able to tell me why, mm-hmm. is I use some SEO plugins for my Shopify store, and it's still picking up on the those titles that they overwrote, my titles. That's still picking that up, even though that's not the title of the page anymore.
And we say, when if somebody searched in Google has the title, the over.
Well, okay. Let's say for my domain, mm-hmm. I have a www that is redirecting mm-hmm. to a naked domain, which is without the www. Yeah. But it says like the title of the page is an old title. It's not the current title of the page. It's a title that was created using something like, oh gosh, I can't even remember, like Smart SEO or something, like some sort mm-hmm. of SEO plugin from Shopify. And I'm like, that's not what the title of the page is anymore.
You know, and your sitemap is up to date, right? So it's not uh-huh. like it's pulling.
Hmm. Yeah, I've submitted it.
Okay, submitted was my next question.
Uh-huh. And I can do that again, but I've submitted it far after I uninstalled those SEO plugins or whatever you want to call them, apps on mm-hmm. Shopify.
Do you mind telling me what the SEO app is that you're using?
Well, I don't use it anymore. I do everything myself now reason.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the problem. They're still showing up. And I actually had reached out to their support to say, hey, can you remove your code and all that type of stuff? They said they did. But, and I've seen these errors pop up in Uber Suggest. And I'm like, my title is not too long. You know, I can see it right here, but it's reading the old titles.
So, and you've done the Search Console recently, like resubmitted to the Google Search Console. I'd reach out to their support then.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. So I'm glad that we ran this because now I'm seeing what, you know, other things are seeing. And obviously, it's not good.
So, yeah, that's a caching issue. There could be like maybe many technical issues. But yeah, I've seen that before and it gets really frustrating to get fixed. So I'll just keep reaching out to a support until they fix that. Uh-huh. But to your point, I had Shopify as well, and I do everything manual. So maybe a tip to anyone that's using Shopify, mm-hmm. always have it done manually, because you're hearing what could happen if not. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's like a big undertaking, but it's worth it in the end. Mm-hmm. So highly recommend manual.
Okay. So in the Screaming Frog report, I love how it has a spreadsheet that kind of, you know, gives you information like address, content type, status code, indexability, mm-hmm. indexability status. I have some blank columns, which is meta keywords one and meta keywords one uh-huh. length. And so I was just curious, you know, how do you get your actual keywords that you're targeting to show up there?
Yeah. So I'll be just totally transparent. I'm not sure what it does. That's why I think Screaming Frog is, in my opinion, only good for image compression. I go and use Uber Suggest and Moz, Ahrefs, all of that, because it'll pull that in. So okay, I don't think Screaming Frog is a strong tool for that kind of stuff. So it happens to me too. I just ignore it because that's actually not accurate. Those other tools we've talked about will pull it in. I would just not pay attention to that.
So if someone is going to download Screaming Frog on their own, let's say they don't want to reach out to any of the three of us, which is fine. It's cool, whatever. But if they want to do this on their own, how often would you suggest they run a Screaming Frog report, especially to look for the image issues?
If you're a photography website, I would do it at least once a month, right? Because you're probably uploading new images all the time. For myself, I don't. So I would probably just every 6 months, maybe do it. But if you are image heavy, I would do it once a month to make sure, because you just don't know, right? Like, let's say you ran Screaming Frog yesterday, but today you're uploading something huge, right? Maybe you want to run it in a couple of days, like let Google figure it out and then run it. But I'd run it at least once a month.
Okay. So do you go to the images tab to check the images? Right. Okay.
Yep.
Can you walk us through that?
Yes. So let me get into my own Screaming Frog.
Cause it's like, there's so much information. It's like, okay, right. What do we look for?
Right. So I, and also like you mentioned, the meta keywords will be blank. I think it'll pull that when you download the Excel file. But again, I don't pay attention to that because you can reach out to one of us, or you can use one of the free tools and it will actually show you what your keywords are, right? Like
I see so many different key terms here that we could put in our next dictionary episode.
Right?
I'm like, what in the world?
that's another way that it's going to be helpful for us too. Yeah.
So you can do that too. Again, I just personally do it for images, but yeah, it can give that as well. Like, it's totally good.
Well, even if it's just like more for us, for like research purposes, like, okay, people are going to see these terms. Let's help us help them figure out what it is.
Right. Exactly. So I think, just a minute. It's taking just a few seconds to open that.
Well, no problem, because there's something I noticed that's like kind of a side, you know, tangent here.
Yeah.
But like, again, with Shopify, when you're talking about like site structure mm-hmm. and trying to set up your site structure, Shopify does all of that for you. So it's not as much of a manual process as if you were using a WordPress. And, you know, I bet Squarespace is kind of similar, that they already have the structure in place or whatever, mm-hmm. but there is a place here in Screaming Frog where you can see your site structure and see where everything is, you know, connecting. And so how Google's crawling your site. So that, to me as a nerd, is very interesting because I want to make sure everything's kind of classified in the right way, in a smart way. So that's something that sticks out to me as well. I like it.
So funny. As a nerd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so I use WordPress and I have to do my own site structure. So it's okay, because I think I have maybe 10 pages, but if you have a page, let's say you are an e-commerce and you're on WordPress and you have 500 pages, that's a big undertaking. So I do like that about Shopify. Unfortunately, I'm getting an error right now on opening it, but if you want to show me your screen, I can walk you through it. Or from my memory is you just enter the URL, then you click the images, tab, and it should show you all the URLs within your website. So put your main URL in that section, and then it should bring up 500. It can't do all that, but it'll bring up all the pages that is available.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. So image tab. Oh, I see it's crawling right now.
Yeah, I just cleared it because I was like, I'm going to go to Google Search Console and resubmit it just to be on the safe side, you know? This is actually my, and you saw that error come up. This is actually crystalwaddell.com. So it's a different site, but I just got the same error where, you know, it was like, you have too many, or, you know, you can only crawl 500. Yep. So I don't know if that's a Shopify thing or what, you know?
I was just going to say, I bet it's so funny to like someone else to be watching this, because I think all the three of us are like, this is so interesting and we can pick out pieces, and everybody else is like, oh my gosh, I'm clicking away.
Yeah. It's a little overwhelming, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I've been using this for like 7 years. Yeah. So you just export this, right? So you would just export this. You see how some of these sizes are just like huge, right?
Mm-hmm. So what's huge? When you look at this, you see indexable. Yeah. When you say size and you say huge, like, whoa, like that one, this B, is that huge?
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes forever to load. That's HoneyBook.
Exactly.
That's on your site. Oh, wait, is that like the form?
Yeah.
The contact form? Oh, snap.
And it has been loading slowly. And I kept wanting to go in and change it and just make it like an embed or do something different, but it does load slow even on my desktop. And I keep forgetting to go back and look at it. And now I, oh my gosh, what is that? What does that mean? What does the B mean? What does KB mean?
In kilobytes, right? So is B just bytes?
Bytes, correct. Yep. So this is a UK tool, FYI. So sometimes you may have to do a conversion on it, which can be annoying. But I just convert that to pixels because pixels is how I do. So all I do is, if you're familiar with Excel, it's easy to Google, but you just change those to pixels, like do the different math conversion, which can be hard. I totally understand that. I've been doing this a long time, so it took me a while to do it. However, you can just convert those to pixel sizes because that's how I do my websites. And I think most people do the websites.
Okay. So I know this sounds stupid because I know that it's kilobytes and megabytes and bytes, but the structure of it, because it is like a metric system versus like the pixels, what are they in relationship to each other? Which one's
like, which one's bigger?
One
yeah.
To the bigger one. Yeah.
So because I do I'm going to do it right now, but because I always do it in Excel when I download it. So I'm going to tell you right now, which is bigger.
My guess is that bytes is the bigger one, but I'm curious. Too.
Yeah. But I think for people listening, like when you see the KB and the MB, and I've never seen a B, you know what I mean? Like I've never seen a B myself. I'm like, oh my gosh, that thing is huge.
Exactly. That's why I just automatically convert because I don't know off the top of my head. So bytes is huge. It's 1 million. That's 1 million. So you have 90.
Go, Crystal.
Yeah. So 1 million.
Dang.
Margin in charge.
Domain authority thing on.
And then it's megabytes. And then it is gigabytes.
Where does kilobytes fall?
Oh, kilobytes. I'm sorry. I didn't get that one.
They're the smallest ones, right?
I hope so. Given that there's so many on this sheet you have.
I hope so too. Let me see.
Hey, as long as there's no more of these bees.
I'm laughing so hard just because I call myself bee on here and we're like talking about, look at these bees. I'm like giggling so much. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't even like to see MBs.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Ooh, surfer.
Surfer. Surfer has
I've been trying to go back through and edit all of the images that I created in Surfer and just, you know, create them specifically and upload them in Shopify directly, you know, versus bringing them over from Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want to reframe this. So the bytes is the largest, sorry. The second largest is gigabytes.
Mm-hmm.
Next is megabytes. And then kilobytes is the lowest.
Okay. So you don't have any GB. Yay.
Yeah. So I would guess the KBs, you want to start with the biggest ones. So the you have a lot of KBs, which that would be the less worrisome. But I would start with, excuse me, the other ones first.
Definitely get that B.
Yeah, that MB. Yeah. That B. Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. The B. Okay. So thank you for explaining that, because I really think those little letters after the numbers can be very confusing.
For sure.
So it's like,
Sorry, I forget. Like, thank you for bringing me down, because I just do the conversion in Excel and then I send that to the developer. So then I say, hey, we need them at this pixel size. Because I only know pixels. Okay. I only work in pixels.
That's awesome. Hey, before we jump away from this, I know it might be like a silly thing to point out, but my eyeballs, it took me a solid 5 minutes to find this. Mm-hmm. When Stephanie was like, oh yeah, export the file. I'm like, where in the flip is export? Okay. So you see these like giant list of like the numbers and the websites and the things and the KBs and all of that.
Yeah.
Below that on the left, it says export. So I'm happy that I scanned this whole thing, but there's a lot of information. So let your eyes just kind of like wander around.
And it's not intuitive because it's not a different color. It blends with everything. Yes. So great, great call out on that.
Yeah. And it, it's also grayed out until you actually click within the spreadsheet.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
So that's why you couldn't see it at first.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sometimes when you are doing this so long, it's great to, you know, bring it down to a level. Thank you for asking that, because I forget and I just export.
Wait, I have one more just like silly one. Okay. So when you were talking about clearing it up at the top, it says clear, just do that after you export.
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm done.
Okay. So since I clicked into the spreadsheet, if I click export, will it export everything in the spreadsheet or just this? Okay.
Perfect. Right. It exports everything.
Okay, because I tried to select all in here, and if I select all of it, it grayed out the export again.
Yeah, so don't select anything, just export it. And then I just filter it by size, right? And then do my, like, the calculation in Excel.
This is wonderful.
And I am not an Excel person. I am zero Excel, so that just tells you you can figure it out. An Excel. So it exports in Excel and I upload into Google Sheets.
Yeah.
It's way easier that way.
Excel. That's what I was going to say.
So export in Excel, because for some reason everything exports in Excel. Upload into Google Sheets. Just Google what the formula is and you got it.
Perfect.
Maybe we could drop that formula in the show notes too. That'd be a nice value add, you know. So we'll find that. We'll drop it in the show notes.
I think that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Crystal, you're on that.
Awesome. I'm on it.
Delegating tasks to each other.
Yeah. Get the dork on the numbers. Okay. Yeah. I'm there. Got it.
I love this. Do we have anywhere else that we want to go with this? I mean, for me, that was like super helpful. And I think that gives our people a solid task.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's all I use it for, is the exporting of the images. So again, I think that's what it's strongest at.
Yeah, sure. I loved seeing that. That was really helpful. I'm glad thank you for sharing your screen, Crystal.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
I was just not loading. I think something's wrong with Mac lately. It's not loading.
Uh-oh. Okay, so I'm actually in my Google Drive right now, and I thought maybe just to finish this off, I could grab the download, but I don't actually see it. So
is it still downloading?
In Excel? It takes a little bit to download.
It's pretty massive.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't seen it yet. So I'll just keep that kind of going
a little bit and come back. Okay. Because it does take, and I don't have nearly ever as many URLs as you do. And it still takes a while to download. Do you know why? Okay. Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think sometimes it could download everything.
Not just the images.
Right. So. Yeah. And that is a point, you're going to have a huge file. So
very cool. All right, well, I'll watch it and then we can maybe come back to it now or later. So
I love it. All right, we're closing it out. So Stephanie, where can people find you?
So at Stephanie, spelt the normal way, mariemarketing.com.
beautiful. And then
on Instagram, I'm SMM SEO agency. And then on LinkedIn, I am Stephanie Marie Marketing. And I'm on Facebook, that connects to Instagram. So it's Stephanie Marie Marketing. And you can find me on those places. And my YouTube channel is not, I'm not going to give you the URL yet to that because it's, I'm still updating that.
Oh, cool. Whenever you get it updated, let us know and we'll pop it in here. Crystal.
Did you guys know that YouTube is now allowing you to choose handles?
And I just did that. So that's why I need to, now that I got my handle chosen, I just need to revamp my site because I didn't want to push it when it was some weird number or letters and numbers afterwards. Because that was weird.
Right.
So that's why now, just FYI, it's after a month, by the way, a month after you create your YouTube, that's when you can choose it. So I was slowly uploading videos, but I didn't want to push anything until I got my URL.
I love that.
I think that's weird when it's so many weird numbers and letters afterwards. Maybe it wants to verify you're a person. I'm not sure what their logic is, but that could be their logic.
Or I wonder if they're trying to just like vet what information you're putting out there.
That too. So, because when you upload it, it scans for plagiarism as well. So I don't know if they have another plagiarism team behind the scenes, like to make sure, because it's probably just an AI thing that scans it, right?
Right.
AI, artificial intelligence, for those that don't know, no person like reviewing it.
Right. Just a bot.
Just a bot.
With probably a cool name.
Yes.
I'm just a bot in the world. Oh, that would be a great t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I'm just a bot in the world.
Yeah. All right. So we're dead here, right?
Yes.
Right.
We're done.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks, Stephanie. Bye.
Thanks, Steph.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you like this info, subscribe before you go so you never miss out on something related to SEO.
See you next time. Hey guys, this is Crystal, one of your co-hosts from the Simple and Smart SEO Show podcast. If you're looking for a unique, handcrafted way to spruce up your home or office, then collageandwood.com is the perfect place for you. We are a small, woman-owned business that offers a range of beautiful wooden signs for your home or office. Our talented team of artists will work with you to create a sign that perfectly suits your needs. So why wait? Use promo code SIMPLE10 to save 10%. Visit collageandwood.com today. Save 10% with promo code SIMPLE10. That's collageandwood.com.